About 24 years ago, President Diana Natalicio created the Center for Lifelong Learning here on the UTEP campus, and there hasn't really been a good excuse for a senior citizen in El Paso to be bored ever since then, unless there's it's unimaginable, but someone might not know about this program. With me is Susan Sobin, and she is the Publicity and Community Outreach Coordinator for UTEP's Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Welcome, Susan. It's good to meet you.
Thank you very much, Monica. Nice to be here.
People who might not realize that the CLL, Center for Lifelong Learning, is indeed OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Give us just the snapshot of how that happened.
As you were saying, in 1990, President Natalicio thought it would be a good idea for the UTEP campus to reach out to seniors age 50 and above. So she encouraged...
50? That's not senior. Why, why, those are mere children. Sorry. But I digress. Yes, yes. You were doing so well.
So the center at the beginning was staffed by retired and active UTEP faculty,
okay,
and also local business leaders.
Yes.
It did very
People
well.
People who know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Well, it was popular, I think, right away. In 2005, Ali joined the nationwide network of similar senior learning centers,
which
are sponsored by the Bernard Osher Foundation.
All right. What differences did that make in the program?
Well, through the foundation, we get an annual endowment. So
Excellent.
That helps with course variety.
I like that. Okay. What are the requirements as far as how do I sign up? I just saw a little, I clipped a little something out of the paper and because it mentioned ballroom dancing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's time that I got my dancing fix. So what do I need to do to register?
The easiest way is just to give us a call. We're on campus. Mm-hmm. Our numbers are 747-6280 and 747-8848. Mm-hmm. And our office is staffed Monday through Fridays, 1 to 4 p.m.
1 to 4 p.m.
Correct.
Okay, so afternoons. And then they can walk me through the process and I can use a credit card or whatever?
That's right. It's a good idea to look at our course schedule first online before you call so you have an idea of what courses you'd like to take.
And that's Olli, O-L-L-I, at utep.org.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, if you don't have access to a computer, then just call that number. They'll mail you a course brochure.
And what's your deadline?
The deadline is August 29th. You can still enroll after that date, but there's a $25 late fee.
And what are the fees for timely enrollment?
It's a one-time $25 payment for life membership.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's $60 per term. That covers a 12-week term, all the classes you want to take.
Holy smokes. So if I take one class or as many as I can pack into a day, it's $60 for the semester, basically?
That's correct. We have people
goodness.
Who come every day. We just love it.
Well, I know. I mean, I have overheard conversations in different places. My ears will start wandering across the room. And I hear people talking about fascinating topics and multiple times. We're taking this class with Ali, and their political insight, or someone who's always wanted to paint is now doing it, or yoga, or meditation. I mean, it just goes on and on. The variety is endless. Let's give an overview of some of the classes that you are offering.
We have a very prominent and popular art department. For painting, we have oil, charcoal, pastel, and watercolor.
All right.
We also have handicrafts such as bead jewelry, repujado, photography, collage, and crochet. We have current events. This term we'll be offering current events in China, changes in the Middle East, the Supreme Court session 2013-14.
Mm-hmm.
We also have physical activities. You mentioned ballroom dancing. We're also going to have longevity breathing, Tai Chi, meditation, pranic healing, and easy yoga. For history this term, we have the history of the labor movement, the Big Bang Theory, history of clay art. We have World War I, the conquest of Mexico, and slavery in the Southwest U.S.
Okay, before we go mm-hmm. on from there, I can just imagine that people like me are starting to get this internal twitch thinking about, homework and writing papers. Oh, God, I wonder if I'll fail. Would you address those issues, please?
I sure will, because that's one of the best parts of our program. Yes. We don't have exams or papers.
Oh, where do I sign?
We're just there to learn.
I'm a success.
And I should mention that the social aspect is also very important with Ali.
That's what I've observed when people are talking excitedly about what they've learned. This is so different. When I hear people talking about world events, instead of, just having your cereal go sour before it hits your stomach while you read the paper in the morning, because you're not really getting all the backstory, don't understand how this can be happening. This is where you go and you understand how it happens.
Exactly.
Yeah, the insight and the level of discussion just moves according to the chemistry of the group.
That's right. We have good instruction. We have access to good resources. And also the other students can be very knowledgeable.
Yes, yes. So this means that somebody like myself who just kind of implodes studying anything like history, where I was never my big topic, I can actually feel like I can contribute. So let's go on. You have languages.
Okay, we have languages. Writing your memoirs is a very popular class.
Oh, I imagine, yes.
Mm-hmm. This time we'll also have myths of grammar, and we'll offer beginning Italian and beginning and intermediate Spanish.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. For literature and classics, we're offering Plato, Aristotle, Buddhism, Don Quixote, the Gospel of Luke, Shakespeare's Henry IV, existentialism, another one on the Mexican Revolution, the work Los de Abajo. And then for music, we have Gustav Mahler. We have the American Songbook offered by Dennis Wu from KTEP Radio.
Great American Songbook. He knows his stuff.
For sure. We'll have a jazz course, and we also have a symphony course. And this has gotten very popular. It's led by Steve Schiller, who plays trumpet for El Paso Symphony and Las Cruces Symphonies. And he will go over the pieces that will be played this season by both symphonies, selected pieces.
You have just described a smorgasbord of delicious opportunities to learn something new. My guest today, Susan Sobin. She is the Publicity and Community Outreach Coordinator for UTEP's Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. For area citizens age 50 and older, there's a rich selection of affordable classes. So call 747-6280 or 747-8848 or visit OLLI@utep.org. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you very much, Monica.